Miro, Phil Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, where truth is our bitch, every night here till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. You can join us online at philhendryshow.com and watch live streaming video of our show. We are online with Phil TV at our website, philhendryshow.com. We have 5,000 hours or close to it of archived audio, full shows, full hours. These aren't just bits. You can listen from beginning to end to shows that go back over a decade. We have our current videocast archive. It's about 5-6 days of videocasts. Although we're going to expand that, aren't we, bud?
Yeah, it's supposed to put it in. It's supposed to have it installed.
Have what installed, man?
Yeah, not that installed. Yeah, they're going to put in a video installation. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know is right there. That's the best thing you could have said is I don't know. Have it installed? You mean we're going to expand our ability to... all we're doing is we're giving ourselves more bandwidth so that we can keep all of the archived material there. We also have an archive of miscellany. We have our current podcast. We deliver the podcast to your home, to you, to wherever you are podding, to wherever you hold on to your pod, close to you. Keep your pod close, man, and we'll deliver it there. We also, there's all kinds of things that we do. So join us at philhendryshow.com. You also have the news feed and the comments section and TV pilots that we've done and TV interviews and radio interviews and a fun house. Don't we have, Hendroids, right?
Yes. In fact, Frank was playing Hendroids the other night. And do you keep any record book? Because Frank is going on and on about how he knows, in his words, he took you, I guess, he says, I took Hendry apart.
In what, in Hendroids?
He thinks he established some record.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I've been on you and I've been on you about changing the name of Hendroids. You just...
Yeah, I agree, man. It sounds like some...
Sound like if you're a truck driver, you know.
Oh, get out of here, will you? It's based on Asteroids, guys, the old Atari game, I guess it was. If you go to our website and you go to a place called Funhouse, we have a Hendroids game instead of Asteroids, and Bud thinks it sounds like hemorrhoids. And maybe you're right. You know, I don't care.
Well, and you're not afraid of people saying, oh, it's hemorrhoids and I drive a truck. It's the memory is traumatic. You're not afraid of that?
No, I'm not. And even as you say that, I see your mouth kind of turning up in a smile. You know.
Phil, I'm telling you.
No, you're not telling me anything. There's no truck drivers going to go, I can't play Hendroids. It's traumatic.
On account of the hemorrhoids.
Have you guys made your point already? You've already beaten it into the ground. Everybody knows. If anybody does go over there to play Hendroids now, it'll be a miracle. Anyway, you can go there and like the old Asteroids game or whatever the hell it was called. You're shooting, you're blowing up, you know, meteorites and asteroids and stuff. Only it's my head that's flying through space.
Yeah, that part, I like that part. That's fun.
Yeah. And then there's also a Citizens Auxiliary Police spaceship and just all kinds of stuff. So check that out. And we have you know, other little fun things. So it's at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. This was a story, even though we don't do news talk on our show, Dan brought it up. And I said, I want to do that story. And he said, why? It's news talk. I said, because it's cool and it involves... a black Range Rover and a shooting, and I realized when I said that I was ashamed of myself, but I still want to do the...
Well, why even do it?
Not much is known about the black Range Rover involved in a shooting on the Las Vegas Strip, but that hasn't slowed the slew of calls from Interstate 15 motorists to the California Highway Patrol reporting they may have seen it. This is from motorists on I-15, and we're talking about a shooting on the Vegas Strip. Since the early morning incident on Thursday, which resulted in 3 deaths and 6 injuries, the CHP has fielded approximately 50 to 60 calls of possible sightings, according to the California Highway Patrol in Barstow, regardless to say every single black Range Rover is getting called to us. Oh.
Yeah, they've got to see a black Range Rover, they think that's it.
That's, yeah, well, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, if you see a black Range Rover and you know that something's happened, you're going to call people up. Of course, that's a pretty easy thing to do, pick the phone up and say, I saw this car, but... So far, all reports have turned out false. By the way, I saw a thing the other day on TV. As you know, I watch ID religiously, and they were following, get a load of this, and I guess it happens, but they were following a cell phone. A woman got kidnapped, and the husband and everybody is obviously near hysterics trying to find this woman. And they find a cell phone. In fact, what they do is they find her cell phone number and they realize that cell phone is being used. Her cell phone number is being used. In fact, they've tracked some of the pings and they realize that even though the kidnapper is, and get a load of this, I never knew this, But to take the battery out of a cell phone renders it impossible to track.
Really? I thought, even if it's...
Yeah, take the battery out, you can't track it. So what these kidnappers had done is they would make a call with her cell phone, and then they would take the battery out. And so between that phone call and the next one, you wouldn't know where the cell phone was. However, they were able to at least ping this phone when it was on and the calls were being made. And as a result of that, the police were able to track a vicinity of where she might be. So they take the cell phone number, they put the number into a request for a wiretap, and I believe also a search warrant. They then hand it over to the FBI, and the FBI is going to take over the surveillance. The FBI gets this, they enter in the number to track it, this phone, and they realize this phone is all over the place, man. It's not where it used to be, now it's back to where they are, and it's real squirrely, and then they find out something that's even worse. The number was put in wrong in the original paperwork.
Did I follow the wrong phone?
They're following the wrong phone because whoever put the info in there transposed some numbers.
Oh, my God. So did they fire anyone?
The agent that was in charge, this female agent, I forget her name. They asked her, so what did you do when you found out the numbers had been recorded improperly? She said, my hair was on fire, is the way she put it.
She was pissed off.
What? Her hair was on fire?
It means she was angry, okay? No, her hair wasn't literally on fire, bud.
No, I know that. But that could have it could mean something.
It does. It means she was angry.
Oh.
It could mean something. So...
Yeah.
So, in any event, they spent 2 days following a phone that belonged to who, you know, just maybe, probably some plumber or something, you know? And they're following this poor guy all over... It was Orlando, Florida is where this stuff took place. They're following some guy all over Orlando who's probably going to pizza parlor, then to a pool hall, then to this, then that... You know,
maybe the plumber. What's he doing with a pizza parlor?
Hi, Bud. Well, you're not Bud. Robert, are you kidding?
Call me Bud.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that is appropriate calling you Bud. Asking a question like that, I don't know what he was doing. I don't know if it was a plumber or not. That's the kind of harebrained thing. See, and you know, people ask. You know, our specifics. You know, what is it really? Every little thing that you do in your job counts, man. If you get anything wrong, you don't know how much it's going to cost somebody down the line. All right, so in any event, all the reports have turned out false in this black Range Rover in Vegas. On Thursday afternoon, the CHP pulled over a black Range Rover matching the description, roughly 50 miles southwest of Vegas. That stop did not result in arrest. It's been a challenging search thus far. On Thursday, they were contacting law enforcement in three neighboring states, people were. What happened was this. Before dawn on Thursday, shots were fired from a black Range Rover on a gray Maserati as both vehicles sped toward a red light on the Las Vegas Strip. The Maserati ran the red light at a busy intersection and crashed into a taxi that erupted into flames, killing the two people inside. Jeez.
Yeah, it's like on a TV program.
No, Bud, that ain't out of any TV program, okay? You know?
Yeah, it is.
No, I'm sure TV programs of cars explode, but this is two people really dying. Really dying. Las Vegas Police Sergeant John Sheehan said the SUV was last seen near the Venetian Resort heading north, the I-15 being the main artery from Vegas to California. That's placed the CHP on high alert. There you go. The motoring public.
I thought they said that cars don't explode like they do in television.
Who said?
I don't know.
Well, see, when somebody dies in real life, that's really dying. When someone dies on TV, they're not dying. You know? They always say that television is going, or TV, or movies, deadens people to actual death. That's no way. No way. If you've seen somebody die on television, you see somebody die in real life, it's got nothing to do with the other. I mean, a real life death, you know.
You've seen someone die?
I've seen dead people. Just like that kid on TV. What's the show that the kid did?
The Sixth Sense.
Yeah. I've seen dead people, okay?
Walking around? No.
Not walking around? No. Walking around.
You sound like that kid on Sixth Sense. He's seen him walk around.
Well, maybe he has. The point that I'm trying to make here is seeing a dead person in real life and seeing one on TV ain't even the same thing, man. All right, so I'm so happy that we did that story. That didn't do, although it was, you know, interesting. All right, we'll be getting back to this situation with the UFC. They have a gay fighter, albeit a female. And when I say albeit a female, it seems like perhaps gay females, lesbians, might be a little bit easier to, for some people in the sporting public to accept. But the UFC says that if they have a gay fighter, they will protect him, they will not discriminate, and they'll make sure that other fighters in the UFC know that as well. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back to talk about that.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. The headline, Dana White, who is the president of the UFC Ultimate Fighting Challenge, Ultimate Fighting Championships, he says he'd support a gay male fighter and would fix any potential discrimination. When she steps into the cage at UFC 157 this weekend, Liz Carmouche will be the first openly gay fighter in the UFC. To date, no male UFC fighter has come out of the closet. UFC President Dana White, however, said he knows how he will react, not only if a male fighter comes out, but also if his opponent would threaten to refuse a fight against a gay athlete. Most of the guys that are in this sport are good people, White said during Friday's question and answer session. I honestly don't see a situation where that would happen, but if it did, I'd fix it. White has been criticized by gay groups in the past for using homophobic language, which he discussed. Some of our guys and I have said some things that make it look like we're homophobes, but we're not, and we've apologized. No active athletes in the four major sports have come out of the closet. Some athletes, like the NBA's John Amici, came out after retirement. It appears, however, that attitudes are changing in the athletic world. Just this week, NFL quarterback Tim Tebow pulled out of a speaking engagement at a church led by an anti-gay pastor. So you're seeing some of these traditional Christians are not anti-gay or homophobic. The thing about using these homophobic terms, and whether or not people understand this, and I'm not even going to, I'm not trying to lecture anybody, because it's probably the same as, it's probably black people hear this from whites who claim not to be racist when in point of fact they're, you know, like talking about how babies are made by two big slaves, you know, whatever the hell that thing was.
What?
That was when Jimmy the Greek was doing his thing. But the point is, you know, in order to anger and bait another man, a lot of times you'll resort to using that kind of language. Not because you're a homophobe so much as you know it's going to piss off this guy that you're trying to make angry. So the guy may be straight. In fact, he'd have to be straight to even begin to take that as offensive. And if you're trying to provoke a guy and you're trying to bait that guy into reacting to you angrily, you're going to use the most charged and offensive words. And to straight guys, some will react violently to that. Now, if somebody calls me an FAG, I could care less. You know, if someone says to me that I'm a queer I don't know. Some guys are really, really touchy when it comes to that. And so you'll go ahead and you'll use that language and maybe it gets them upset. I don't know.
Well, so you're saying it's not offensive to you if someone were to call you that?
Your guy can come up to you and say you're nothing but an F word.
Why am I going to get upset with that? Seriously. Unless I doubt my own, because I'm not going to, is it going to upset me because some hot chick is going to think I'm gay? If she does, I guess that's too bad. It isn't any woman that I know, I can tell you that. You know, any chick that knows you, bud, is she going to think you're gay?
No.
Then what are you going to be worried about for?
Well, just any potential, well, I better not say.
Yeah, you got a girlfriend, man.
Exactly, you got a girlfriend.
Well, I'm not saying, I'm saying potentially.
Potentially what?
If we broke up.
So potentially there's some girl out there who may think you're gay, even though you're with a woman, if you break... No, bud, it doesn't work like that, okay? So in any event, though, if you want to use, if you want to piss, excuse my French, if you want to anger somebody, piss somebody off, you're going to use that kind of language. Now, I probably, this is why he and other guys in the UFC have used those words. Maybe that's what he means. I'm not saying that I know how this guy really feels, but he is talking. This is a very positive thing for him to say. It's a positive thing for anyone that oversees any enterprise, business, or otherwise, to say, I'm going to protect the people that are involved here because I have the power to do that. And in the UFC, if we have a gay fighter, I'm not going to deprive the guy of a living because he's gay. So that's a good thing, in my opinion. Meanwhile, you know, this is the weekend of the Daytona 500.
Is that it? Is that all you're going to say about that story? You spend hours and hours on some ridiculous story having to do, I don't know, whatever it was.
What?
Some story that you, I don't know. And but you're going to just blow that off. Excuse me for using the word blow, bud.
Well, you know, you're saying you're like half laughing.
I'm not half laughing, but I know you're a meathead. So I have to apologize. You're going to blow that off. Pardon me for using the word. And you're going to just blow right... Excuse me again for using the word. You're going to blow right through that.
Well, hold on for a minute.
I'm not finished yet, Phil. So to recap, you're blowing that off.
Will you knock it off with the B-L-O-W?
Oh, now you're spelling it.
Yeah, you're turning it into...
Well, I mean, she's saying pardon the language.
I am saying pardon the language.
Oh, well, of course. You're saying pardon the language. So what you've done now is you've drawn more attention to that word than needed to be drawn attention to it. Now you're also saying pardon the language, and you're overusing it. So I don't know what side of the street you're working, Maria.
Oh, my God, you used the name of your ex-wife and talked about working the street. Where's the payphone?
What do you mean? Haven't you got a cell phone?
Oh, that's right.
Well, who are you calling?
None of your beeswax.
Probably going to call it. He's calling Ed, you know.
Yeah, it's going to call up Ed.
Who's Ed?
That's the, or here, right here. E-D.
Editor. Who's...
Margaret.
Yeah, Liz Dicklin, please.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. All of a sudden, the name of... I didn't mean to. All of a sudden, my ex-wife's name popped out, and then we're talking, which side of the street are you working? And...
Yeah, that's just like that friend of yours had a wife that was a stripper, and then she got in a paddy wagon.
You want to yell it a little bit louder, bud?
It's just like the... I'm kidding.
Man, she on the phone?
Yeah.
Margaret, who are you talking to?
Wouldn't you like to know? Yeah, hi, Margaret Gray. Listen, I've got a little bit of a scoop. Phil Hendry referred to his ex-wife and then mentioned streetwalking, and I believe he did say the word whore. Yes.
I did not.
Yes, H-O... Just spell it phonetically, H-O-O-R.
You want to get sued?
I'll call you back. What's that crack mean?
It means, do you want to get sued? That's what it means. That's the hidden meaning of that. Do you want to get sued?
Come on, Phil, don't go off half-cocked. We all get a little...
Yeah, now then just keep my private life out of the Dicklin Syndicate.
Don't spit it out like a homophobe.
Oh, excuse me, Dicklin Syndicate, if you'll pardon the use of the word. Watch it, bud. NASCAR this weekend, it is the Daytona 500, baby. And they're dealing with some of the controversies of their own. NASCAR executives met Friday with Brad Keselowski after the defending Sprint Cup Series champion outlined the challenges facing the sport in a sports cover story in Friday's USA Today. NASCAR Chief Communications Officer Brett Jukes said Keselowski wasn't penalized. Jukes said the meeting wasn't directly a result of the USA Today story, but it was discussed. NASCAR generally has been seeking more dialogue with its champion, according to Jukes, and Friday provided the opportunity. Brad has opinions, some informed, some not so informed. Now, what happened was he told USA Today that he believes there are multiple entities that have to work together for the sport to be successful, and I guess some of these comments were, you know, taken not too well by NASCAR. When Bill France Jr. was in charge of NASCAR, he had control of all these pieces and wasn't at the mercy of the TV world. He had control of the tracks and NASCAR. In today's world, you have to be very powerful in drawing people to television, and we're not TV friendly. So basically what he was saying was that the sport, NASCAR, doesn't have a good relationship with television, and this drew the ire of NASCAR. So
it seems like they're always looking for a contract. Well,
yeah, I'll just...
Sorry.
It seems like they're always looking for a controversy in the sporting world, and they just have one there in NASCAR just a couple of days ahead of the greatest spectacle in motor racing. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police coming up in this next segment to talk about the greatest spectacle in racing, along with Paul Tubby Lane, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show. Here
challenger Liz Carmouche about to take on the champion Ronda Rousey for UFC 157. A historic night, the first time two females ever fighting for the title in UFC. What's it mean to be a part of this historic night?
It's an honor. You know, it's a big deal to be a part of making history and paving the way for so many other women. And I can't say thank you enough to everybody for this opportunity.
How different has the build-up to this fight been compared to others?
It's been a lot different. Having video crews in our gym. And then having fans just stand by just to say hello and wish me congratulations.
Bud.
Now, not only are you one of the first females to fight the UFC, but you're also the first openly gay.
Wait a minute. I want everybody to just be quiet while I'm trying to do this. Do you mind?
Well, what do you mean you're trying to do what?
I'm listening, along with my audience, to Liz Carmouche and the interview that she's doing here with ESPN and the fact that she's the first openly gay fighter. She's the first, female. She's not... What is she? Is she in a female division or is she fighting a guy? I don't know what the hell's going on. So in any event, this is the... Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is also on the line. Jay, if you don't mind...
I'm awfully sorry. I thought you were ready for me.
No, I'm not ready for you.
Well, I heard, Vin, when the young lady, I did hear some of this interview, and when she said she was openly gay, I began to think a little bit about gay men and the phrase, are you ready for me? And I apologize again.
Yeah, that can be read a couple of ways.
Exactly.
Oh, you guys are something else. Hold on for a minute, okay? I just want to hear the rest of this interview with this woman.
To be an active professional athlete who's gay.
It's just like anything else. You know, it really, my sexual preference doesn't play any role in my fighting whatsoever.
And lastly, let's talk about the fight itself. What do you need to do to win on Saturday night?
I just go out there and be myself.
There you go. Liz Carmouche, thank you very much. UFC 157 from the Honda Center, Anaheim.
This is a stupid question. She's fighting another woman, right?
Well, I don't know. She might be fighting a man.
I don't know. I don't know a hell of a lot about her story. But Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is on the line with us. Jay, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Phil. I apologize again for jumping in on top of the interview that was there being conducted by the young lady.
That's okay, Jay. You're with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and that doesn't necessarily qualify you as a fight fan or a critic or an opponent or a proponent of fighting. But nonetheless, you do attend an awful lot of these events with your son as well as your wife, and you also in talking about what you do for the community as a volunteer police force chief or the head of a volunteer police agency, you talk about the history that you've had with your family of going to these different martial and pugilistic events. You want to tell us about it?
I think, Phil, that we became interested, when I say we, I'm talking about myself. I'm not talking about we in terms of more than me, but I'm talking about we so I don't sound egocentric or anything like that.
Yeah, no, I understand.
All right, so when we started thinking of a career in law enforcement, I knew that I didn't want to deal with the politics of being a police officer, and I also knew that I most likely would not pass the requirements of a police force. My psychology tests, I'd probably fail. I would probably fail physical requirements, as well as I'd be failing other requirements. So I knew I wanted to become a police officer, but I had to start a made-up one or a, I don't know what you want to call it, just a play police force, because I wouldn't be allowed in a real one. In so doing, Phil, I realized that I had no real experience except going to WrestleMania and going to WCW events.
No, but when you said going to WrestleMania, what about prize fight? No prize fighting?
I'm not exactly sure if...
I'm talking about boxing.
Oh, boxing. Well, my wife, Lou, her name is Leanne, but I always called her Lou. My wife, Louie Leanne, and my son, Horatio, all of us...
Your son's name is Horatio, huh?
Yeah, it is. And, boy, I sure hope you're not making fun of that, because the kid has been through a lot with that name.
Okay. All right. I'm not making fun of it. It's Horatio Sanz of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, there's a lot of great people named Horatio. Horatio Alger. Horatio Hornman.
Horatio Hornblower.
Well... no one's going to get me to believe that's his name.
No, that really was the name. Horatio, and it's a fictitious name.
Jay.
Okay, Jay, thank you. I was having a hard time placing you.
You've never talked to Jay Sanz, who says it's not very pleased.
Yes, I have, but I'm sorry, your name escaped me. It's a fictitious name, Horatio Hornblower, but nonetheless, it's a real name.
All right, well, I'm not going to have my son, be referred to as Hornblower. So
no one is saying your son's name is Hornblower. We're saying that his name being Horatio is reminiscent of other famous Horatios. That's all we're saying.
All right, well, as long as you put it that way, that's...
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
All right, so in any event, Phil, what we're saying is I, along with Louie Annie...
What is your wife's name?
Leanne, but I call her Lou.
All right, then why don't you call her Leanne?
All right, I'll call her... Leanne, but I'm thinking of Lou, and so it comes out Luigi, or Luiani, or Luigi. Hello?
Yeah, hold on for just a moment.
You know, Phil, you don't have any patience. That's your problem. Yeah, but I don't understand.
Sarah, that's the weird universe you live in, man.
Yeah, you live in a weird, you created it. Nobody else done. You're the one who created it.
Okay, so I created it. I can't deal with it.
Well, you better learn how to deal with it, because you're the one that came up with... Never mind.
All right, Mr. Sanz?
Hi, Phil.
All right, so... I'm sorry, I had to check some papers. I had some stock prices. So, let's talk about your wife, Luigi Luiane, or... I'm sorry.
No, my wife's name... I know what her name is.
Okay, great. Let's just talk about the one whose name you know. And your son, Horatio. Now, you guys used to go to WrestleMania?
Yeah. I mean, we've got a long, long history of going to these events. I mean, you seem to be indicating that boxing's superior. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. I don't care. But the natural progression from wrestling is UFC. So
the natural progression from wrestling is UFC. So that's a statement that some people may find controversial.
Right. I don't think so, because if you think about it, everybody that used to be a wrestling fan, everyone that followed Hulk Hogan, and everyone that followed Randy Macho Man Savage, along with Hulk Hogan, and along with Ultimate Warrior, Junkyard Dog.
Junkyard Dog, D-O-G.
All right, check that. We were in Junkyard Dog. We thought it was Junkyard Dog.
No, sir. No, it's not. Junkyard Dog.
All right, everyone that ever followed that sport, WrestleMania, WCW, there's another one, Sting, Lex Luger, and that Birdman, I forget his name, we all naturally then went on to UFC.
All right, so that's a comment right there that some people are going to take offense to. Some people that are UFC fans consider themselves to be fans of an actual sport, where there is actual scoring, where there is an actual winner and an actual loser, and the wrestling exhibitions you're talking about, however exciting and amazing and fantastic theatrical presentations, were in fact just that, theatrical presentations.
I don't know, Mr. Henry. I don't want to engage in all of that fancy talk that you just engaged in. I'm just giving you the basic. I'm speaking on behalf of the basic fan and a very just ground floor, basic lobby level fan. I'm talking that when we went to see Lex Luger, and when we went to see Hulk Hogan, and
all of those wrestlers whose names you know very well.
All right. I mean, I don't...
Let me ask a question. Hi, Jay. It's Margaret Gray. How are you?
I'm very good, Miss Gray. How are you doing?
I'm great. So you went with Lou Louis...
Leanne is her name, but we call her Lou.
You went with... Am I supposed to say just the woman?
Just say the woman whose name you know.
So when you went to wrestling with the mother of your son, whose name... The woman whose name you know who mothered your son.
Right.
And you went with your son, Horatio.
That is correct, right.
This was to wrestling, and you feel that prepared you somehow for being a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Well, I felt that when I would go to the wrestling with Luigi, Leanne, and Horatio, I found that I enjoyed the physical nature of it, the contact. I enjoyed the full, you know, the fighting and the guy fights, and it reminded me a lot of cops, or at least the police officers that I've seen, and the way they enforce a law by anything they can do at whatever means necessary, like. You know, you've often heard said, by any means necessary, I'm going to enforce the law, where they pick up a chair and they beat a man half to death with a chair. Okay, it's ugly, and it's something we don't like to see, but it's something that we do want to see. Whether they pick up a shoe, whether they jam something down a guy's throat, whether they cut his, you know, boy, I tell you, there's a lot of different things, right?
Well, the wrestling appears to be violent, but as Phil was saying, that is made up.
Well, again, I don't want to get into any particulars, and I wouldn't want to say one way or another.
Do you think wrestling was real?
No, I've been asked that question so many times, it's boring. Next question, okay?
No, it's not next question. I want to know if you believe that the wrestling you watched and the UFC fighting that you watch, if you think it's essentially the same thing.
No, of course I don't.
No, but do you think they're both real?
I...
No, just, you know, you're stumbling around here.
I'm going to tell you what I believe, and I want you to take it on face value. I believe... that it was WrestleMania, and specifically Hulk Hogan.
By the way, his name's Hulk Hogan. I don't understand how you can know these wrestlers and be a fan of these wrestlers and not know their names.
What name? I don't know. What name do I not know?
Well, Jay, you called him the Junkyard Dong.
All right, so I messed that one up, and I messed up Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, and so I don't know whether you're a fan of Hulk Hogan's or Hulk Hogan or whatever you're calling him. Now we get onto the UFC, and this is a decidedly different sport in every way possible. It's real. It's real actual contact. There's a winner. There's a loser. I just find it very unusual. I won't belabor the point.
Well, thank you very much, Phil, because that's exactly what you've been doing.
All right, well, I apologize for that. This big fight that's coming up in the UFC here with this weekend, 157, are you guys going to watch that at home?
We probably will, depending upon whether or not I have. The Daytona 500 is also coming up this weekend, Phil, and there's going to be a lot of nostalgic CB usage. I don't know whether you know this or not, but this is going to be the 40th anniversary of when CB radios were introduced in the Daytona Beach area en masse. And it was during the Daytona 500 of 1973 when you heard for the very first time CB users using the kind of language that you wouldn't use. You wouldn't use it with a prison inmate. That's how bad it was. That you would blush if you were using it in front of a man what's on death row. And so we are going to be at the Daytona 500 along with the Gator Brigade. Members of the Gainesville area, security police force, you know, made-up police force. And
the security made-up police force. I got to tell you.
That's not the name of it. You know, I can't remember it.
Well, and you're going to be at the Daytona 500 doing what?
We're going to be listening to the CB radios, listening to how filthy people are talking. We're going to get on there and try to do what's called rattle them out of there. So when you hear someone come on there and they're talking, there's two guys talking, and they're talking to each other in the most graphic way of what one guy wants to do to the other guy, we'll get on there and we'll rattle them out.
How do you rattle them out?
Well, you just get on there and go, hey. You know, just you scream and yell.
And why are you rattling them? I understand what you mean about this vile language, and I've heard it, and it's used in CB radio. It's used all over the country in different ways. you know.
Well, I just think that if it's language that would make a man who is going to his death on death row, if it's language that you wouldn't even allow him to hear, then why are we putting it on a CB radio and the two guys are talking to each other like they're both just... Yeah, this one guy was saying to another guy that he had for lunch something that I can't mention.
Well, what was it?
I can't mention it.
We don't need to know what it was. Had for lunch?
Yeah, this one guy was on a CB radio, goes, breaker, breaker, what you have for lunch is blank. I don't want to say it, right?
Okay.
Well, that will round that guy up. Hey, boo. That's what I did. And unfortunately, it didn't work, but that's what...
All right, we'll be right back with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The whole thing sounds real amateur and also invasive.
It sounds as if he needs a psychiatrist.
Well, what else is new? We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
Has
the Phil
lunch.
Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You may know, you may not know, if you listen to our program, we're kind of we're fans of Lil Wayne on the show, his music, because there's an anger and sarcasm there that I like, and we like here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. However, that does not excuse a man from baiting another man by saying, I slept with your wife.
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, this is in a TMZ article. Lil Wayne claims he slept with Chris Bosh's wife, Adrienne, who was previously known as Shortstack in her modeling days.
You kidding me, Lil Wayne? If he said
You'd what, man? You know, these guys, they don't fight them. They got 16 other guys that fight for them, okay? If you even want to talk about fighting, I think it's a situation... Bud, where you'd be at a stoplight and up pulls a Range Rover.
Yeah.
Are you nuts? If anybody tried, I'd race away. See, that guy's in a Maserati.
That guy in the Maserati tried to get away. It didn't do him any good. Let me read this. Lil Wayne may have 10,000 reasons to rant about having slept with the wife of Miami Heat power forward Chris Bosh. In a bombshell diatribe, Wayne claimed the past dalliance got him banned from league events, an alleged punishment that an NBA executive told TMZ.com was nothing more than a tall tale. See, Wayne, he's saying a lot of stuff that nobody is... Everybody says it's fantasy. I think it's just him creating publicity.
I think it is, too. And I'll tell you something, Phil. The savvy entertainers, the savvy people who are in the media eye, they know how to keep the media eye on themselves. And I think that Lil Wayne... or Lil Wayne, if you will. I think he's one of the best. And I think that's exactly what this is. The other one, what was the other one?
The other one, he's claimed to have gotten kicked out of a Miami Heat game, and the Heat don't even remember who. And they, not who, but they said, we didn't kick him out. So I think that there is something to what you're saying. You got to appreciate it, although it's going to make a guy angry. If you're going to get publicity, you want to get some publicity, and you do it at the expense of another guy's, self-esteem?
Yeah, do it on the expense of another man's manhood.
Yeah, if he said he slept with Vivienne, I would definitely want to have a conversation with him.
Yeah, a conversation with his bodyguard, because that's what you're going to have. That's exactly what's going to have. What's going to happen.
You said what's going to have.
Yeah, I heard that too. That was bizarre.
Would you guys quit it? Nitpicking every little thing? But the website GlobalGrind.com reported that Weezy had a fling with Adrienne Bosh before she started going with her current husband, and the relationship ended with her conning him. That's the story on GlobalGrind.com. Now, the romance ended when she told him she had cancer and needed help paying for medical treatment, only to take his money and run, the site reported. Are you ready for that?
Now, what are they saying?
They're saying that Adrienne Bosh was going out with Lil Wayne and then that she broke up with him by saying she had cancer and she needed money for the hospital treatment, and apparently Wayne gave it to her.
Gave her cancer?
No, gave her the money, man.
Gave her the money, you idiot.
Oh, you said cancer.
He didn't give her cancer, man. Wayne told a few people about what happened, and the story became known gossip in an industry circles, in the industry circles, so much so that rapper Gilda Kid used the tale to take a shot in Fronting Like Your Daddy, a lyric from the song What About the Time in New York When the Shorty Told You She Had Cancer? Had you in the room all teary-eyed, and then you gave her a check for $10,000. When the Shorty, that's hip-hop for a girl.
Hip-hop for girl, yeah, and hip-hop for a dead man, if that stuff ever come out.
Oh, hold on, don't stop with the dead man thing. So that was Wayne apparently claiming that, you know, he got conned, or that's them, somebody claiming that he got conned. Well, then no wonder he came out and said that I slept with your wife. What's the big deal on that?
Well, it is still quite a statement to make, and it's going to get people angry. We just had the shooting in Las Vegas. You've got Range Rovers, you've got Maseratis, you've got very angry men, and they're black. Okay?
Take it easy, will you, Margaret?
I'm sure Robert understands. Maserati, Range Rover, Las Vegas Strip, a young black man.
A what?
A young black... Never mind.
Saying the young black man.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Well, then say it. Uh-oh. What happened? World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- Watch the video feed there.
Bill Hendry.